Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. Spirituality, psychic development, love and relationships, manifesting prosperity, and more. You now have access to the world's most renowned spiritual teachers, healers, psychics, and mediums as you join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's edition of the Psychic Viewpoint. My name is Stephen Lewis from PsychicAccess.com, and we're all wishing you a happy Halloween in advance. In a moment, Sal Nicosia joins us to discuss one of America's most interesting sites for paranormal activity, the Shanley Hotel. But before we get started with our interview with Sal, please join me in welcoming my co-hosts. Nona Marie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be with Maureen at her hotel in New York, the Haunted Hotel. It's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah. I am excited, too. I always love this sort of stuff. Halloween is my favorite holiday, so we're in for a treat, definitely. But before we get into all of that spooky stuff, can you please share with us what you do over at PsychicAccess.com?
Spooky readings. I'm just I try to scare everybody. No, I'm kidding.
Spooky and not so spooky.
Readings that focus sort of like a weather report, what's coming down the trail in your life and how to prepare for it. So it's predictive, but in the context of your life path. Also do animal readings, and that's it.
Oh, very good. Well, I'd say that's quite a roster of talents. We're glad you could be here with us tonight, Nona. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this fascinating interview, as I plan to do myself. Steve Frampton, how are you tonight?
Extremely well, thank you, Stephen.
I'm so happy to hear that. We got a big treat ahead of us with Sal Nicosia and the Shanley Hotel. But before we get into that, would you please explain to us what you do at PsychicAccess.com?
Absolutely. I'm a psychic medium and hermetic astrologer. I use my mediumship to connect with spirit, to channel insight for people, and really to help them connect with their loved ones in the spirit world. And I use my astrology to help people understand themselves, predict when things are most likely to occur, and also to analyze world events.
Excellent, excellent. And you do an outstanding job at all of those, I might add. You can find Steve and Nona Marie at PsychicAccess.com. And you can also find yours truly there as well. Last but definitely not least, we have Maureen with us tonight. Maureen, how are you doing?
I'm really excited. I'm in New York. Well, I was in New York City visiting my daughter in the hustle and bustle. But I'm now in New York at Napanock.
Napanock, awesome.
Yes, and it's one of the Shanley Hotels, and we're doing it live, and we're doing this event, and it's going to be so much fun, and I'm really excited, and I have the owner, Sal, that's going to be joining us, so that's going to be, who's the current owner, it's going to be a lot of fun. The show will be great.
Well, before you bring Sal out and ask him all sorts of questions about this very interesting place, would you mind describing yourself and what you do at Psychic Access?
Yes, I'm an intuitive psychic empath, and because of the empath, I can get overloaded, I get a lot of information, I tend to talk fast, you can slow me down, but I do, it's good for, I can really connect with people really great and real deeply, but I feel, so when I'm giving readings and all, I'm saying, this is what I'm feeling, it's because I'm literally feeling it. So,
right.
Love my work, and I love helping people, and I wasn't what I thought I'd do, but it's what I am must do. So, yeah.
Well, outstanding. You are excellent at it, I might add. Well, can you please describe Sal Nicosia for us, and the Shanley?
Yeah, well, you know, Sal moved to Napanock to restore a 1,700 square foot stone colonial, which was the homestead of this Abraham Beaver. But the thing that is about this historical situation is the fact that it's gone through It's almost like, well, according to Sal, he has seen aspirations of different men, and from the 1920s, women from the 1880s, and people who appear to be from the, at least up to the 1960s. So he restored this place. It was like a labor of love for him, and he just loved it. And he just, you know, and also, but one thing about Sal I do want to say, it's lovely. I was talking to him earlier, and he said, you know, tells me a lot of different stories, but he will also say, I don't know for a fact about this. So he does a lot of research on anything that's been done or what's gone on in this hotel. And I always appreciate that, because some people will say, oh, this is really happening, but it may not have. So the thing of it is, this hotel from the 1800s to the early 1900s, it was called the Shanley. And it was a summer vacation destination, and it has been the resting stop on the railroad for many. And also, with a lot of distinguished people like Eleanor Roosevelt, Thomas Edison stayed here. So it's gone through a lot of timelines and everything else. So Sal, bless his heart, started restoring this. I'll have to ask him for sure, but I believe he started, it was a while ago. It's a labor of love, and he's still continuing even from last year when I saw it. It's just lovely. So is Sal with us? Hello, Sal.
Hello,
oh, he's not here yet. Okay. Sal? Not yet?
Yes.
There you are, Sal. Hi, Sal.
How you doing, Maureen?
Well, you know where I'm at, and I know where you're we're at your place. And you know, this is Sal. And you know, Sal, I'm really excited. This is my second year. But this year, I'm actually here for the Halloween event. And so when we get started, you know, I wanted to ask you, because I forgot. I'm sorry. When did you buy this and decide you were going to go for it, restoring this lovely hotel?
I just finished doing this 1707 Stone Colonial, and it seemed like that the Shanley Hotel was empty. It closed down in 1991. And every time I passed it, it was like screaming out to me, buy me, buy me, buy me. And I finally says, okay, I'm going to do it. And I wound up buying it. And I knew that I didn't know anything about any activity. Nobody ever said anything. And I didn't find out anything until the night after the closing. You know, I was upstairs with a friend of mine and his wife, and we were discussing what I was going to do with the building. And we heard footsteps coming up the staircase, and we went to the kitchen door, and I turned to my friend Doug, and I said, Doug, I remember locking the door downstairs. We opened the door, and there was nothing there. We searched the whole building, and we couldn't find any break-ins or anything. And he ran out the next day and picked up a book on, I wasn't into the paranormal. Neither was he, but he ran out and bought a book on ghost hunting, and he says, we're going to start investigating. So we started investigating. We started getting a lot of stuff, a lot of EVPs. We got pictures. The spirits were just crying out to us, you know, and it was really something.
Wow.
And then I brought in a psychic medium, and they got a lot of stuff. And then after that, I brought a paranormal team in from Binghamton, and they were blown away with what they got. And from there, it just started going, you know, one person telling another person, and it just got bigger and bigger, you know, and the spirits love it. You know, I call them the good old boys and girls. They love the attention. And, you know, as long as you're open-minded and have a positive attitude, the spirits will interact with you. If you come in with a negative energy, they'll back away from you, you know. So,
Sal, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I didn't know this until just now, that you did not know that this had any paranormal, well, I guess it wasn't any issue about, you didn't decide to restore this because it was some ghostly, cool place. No one, you had no idea is what you're saying? Is that what I heard you say?
No, I was more into historic, you know, that's what I did. I bought and fixed up refurbished historic homes, you know, homes that were falling apart.
Right.
You know, I would go in and redo them all and then flip them. you know, and that's what I planned with the hotel, you know, but that, you know, what I had planned for the hotel made a complete turn, you know, and this is it, you know, when the spirits helped me out and I helped them out, you know, we both would coexist with each other, and we work great together, you know. It's, you know, some people might not believe that, but I don't investigate anymore, and I just let people, you know, investigate. And I have a lot of skeptics that come in skeptic and wind up leaving believers, you know, just personal things that happen to them. You know, some have seen toys move and balls move and all kinds of things, you know, so it's really, really something, you know. And I like to sit there and I watch the, I'm happy just watching the grin on their face and the excitement they get when they get activity, you know. And that's about it. You know, I enjoy it. And it's a great hotel. I still have a lot of work to do on it. You know, we're refurbishing it little by little, you know, as time goes. Like I tell people, you know, you've seen the hotel, you know, the outside is still rough, but, don't judge a book by its cover. When you walk inside, it's like stepping back into the 30s.
So, oh, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful here, everybody. I just want to tell you, this is my second time, and I'm up in my upstairs in the Bodera room. I want to talk about a little bit of this hotel. So we have, let me talk about this. It was like from the, a lot of people talk about it. This is becoming very well known because the timelines in this is so fantastic that there were certain timelines that were very important in history. So it's like from the late 1800s to the early 1900s, it was the Shanley Hotel. So it was a vacation destination and a resting stop for the railroad and for the, you know, the tired traveler. But it was also during the time, there's a lot of prohibition stuff that went along here, right?
Yes, the Shanley was raided a few times during prohibition, and Mr. Shanley and John Powers were arrested by federal agents. You know, there's been all kinds of things. The Irish Mafia was involved in the hotel. It just goes on and on, you know. There are a lot of different eras, and a lot of famous people were involved in the hotel. Like you had mentioned, Eleanor Roosevelt, her and Mrs. Shanley became great friends. They were both into the same thing, getting women involved in social activities, you know, card parties and dinners and stuff like that. And Thomas Edison, Gurridge Tyers, Ethan Kodak, a lot of famous people had stopped into the Shanley, you know. And as a matter of fact, when Mr. Roosevelt was governor and he was elected president, Mrs. Roosevelt made all the arrangements for the Shanley to come out to Washington, you know.
Right.
They were friends for quite a long time, you know, until Mr. Shanley died and then Mrs. Shanley, you know, and so on and so forth, you know. There's a lot of different timelines, in the hotel.
That's what's so cool about it, because there's a lot of things going on here. Well, you know, God, I don't want to jump around too much. I don't want to be jumping around, but I would like to say there has been several owners, I mean, including yourself, which thank you, Sal, for doing what you're doing. But since then, the one who seemed to have the place, you know, put on the map was James Lewis Shanley. Could you tell us about when he was born and where he came from?
Mr. Shanley came from Ireland. He was one of seven brothers that came over from Ireland. And he came up to Napanock and stood at the Shanley Hotel because of his health. And he liked the hotel so much, he wound up buying it in 1905. And he met Mrs. Shanley. And they were together for a while, and then they got married. And the town loved the Shanleys because they did everything for the people in the town. And he even went out and bought himself one of those touring cars so he could take people out in the countryside, his guests and stuff, and showed him the countryside. Mrs. Shanley was very active and, like I said, in forming card parties and dinners and stuff like that. You know, you were able to come to the Shanley and have a Thanksgiving dinner for, you know, a dollar, you know, and that's a full meal. Matter of fact, in the gentleman's quarters, he never put a bowling alley in there, one lane bowling alley, you know, which isn't there anymore, but it was there one time, you know, and that was to just bring people in and let them enjoy themselves. And it was really great, you know, they were loved by everybody.
And, so they had a really great family.
Yes.
The whole family. So, I'm sorry, go on, Sal.
Yeah, the Shanleys were great. They, you know, and then after the Shanleys, the Al Azen had bought the place, you know. And,
yes.
Like I was telling you earlier, like tomorrow night we celebrate James Shanley's birthday. You know, James Shanley and Al Azen, they were both born on the same day on Halloween and different years, and they both died on the same day, different years, you know, which... I said, good thing I wasn't born on Halloween, you know?
No, but good thing you weren't, because you'd be... Isn't that interesting? I find it real fascinating. So both these owners... So after Mrs. Shanley sold it to Al Hazen, right?
Al Hazen, right, 1947, I think it was.
So this man has the same exact birthday, which is Halloween, everybody. So Shanley and this other, the other one. Okay, October 30th. But isn't really ironic. Can you, you know, I would like you to tell some of the things here about, because I've been here, I was here last year, but some of the things about, like, for instance, when James Shanley owned it, he brought a barber with him, right, to this place.
Yes, he brought a barber up from New York City, and... the barber's daughter, Little Rosie, who's a spirit in the hotel, she drowned, of course, she was just a toddler. She drowned across the street in the well, and they found her 2 hours after she went missing. And her spirit roams the hotel, and her father is still here, and he protects her. And we get a lot with, you know, I do have people sometimes, you know, and... that try to provoke the spirits, and if anybody tries to provoke Little Rosie, her father will stop it, you know, and you'll get a loud no on your EVP, you know.
And real protective.
Then it just stops there, and you don't hear another thing from her. You know,
in fact, I'm upstairs right now where her room was, aren't I? And this was their, actually, where the family lived. Isn't that correct, where the Rosie and he was a barber, the... her father, where I'm staying up in the Bordello.
Yes, well, the Bordello, before it became a Bordello, was Barbara's living quarters. And, you know, some people ask us why we have Little Rosie's room up there, and that's why we have it up there. Because we had a large group here, and there was a group out by the well trying to do EVPs to get in touch with Rosie, and it was a group up in the Bordello. And the group up in the Bordello got an EVP saying, why are they out there? I'm in here. And that was Little Rosie's room. So we turned it back into her room. And like, you know, when you go up there, there's all kinds of toys. People bring her toys and stuff.
Right.
And she loves to play with the toys. And she loves to play with people's jewelry. You know, a lot of women wear necklaces, you know. And I had one customer where... they were doing the EVP, and her necklace didn't go side to side. It went in and out. You know, it was like lifted off her chest and brought out and went back down again. A lot of times you get Little Rosie giggling and laughing, and she's having a good old time. Usually when Little Rosie's around, you'll feel her, your fingertips get numb. You know, the toddler holds onto your hand, your fingers.
Yeah.
Your fingertips will get numb, or she'll pull on the side of your pants or your dress. You know, she lets you know she's around, you know. Quite a few of the spirits are very active, you know.
Right. She died in 1911, isn't that correct? Something like that? 19?
Yes, 1911. Yeah. And
So this was where I'm upstairs, everybody, I can't explain it. It's just so, and I stayed at the same room last time. It's called the Bordello, and the Bordello because it was, I don't know what year it was. Well, we all know what a Bordello would be. I feel very, it's where a lot of women would make some good money.
Yes.
Would you there call them?
There was nothing wrong with those women up there. They were good women.
Nothing wrong with them.
They came to this country. They come all from Ireland. They came to this country for a better life. And that things don't always work out the way you planned. You know, they were just making a living. You know, there was nothing, what they did was normal, you know. So, you know, they shouldn't be condemned for it. And I tell that to people. And I tell people when they come to respect them.
Right.
You know, it's one thing I could tell you, Maureen, is I don't have problems telling somebody to leave the hotel.
Right.
If they disgrace, you know, if they dishonor my spirits and anything like that. If they get big into provoking and stuff and that, I have no problem telling them the door's there and you're not welcome.
That's what's so nice. You really have some great integrity. And I'll tell you something. Last year when I was with the team, you know, it was really great. It was a little bit different. I was here the weekend before Halloween. But I was with the team investigating, and it was really nice. And I noticed how respectable the team I was with were so gracious and so full of integrity when they were, you know, I just felt so lovely. You know, it's just like I didn't know what to expect. But it was really nice. They're very respectable to whatever's going on or talking or trying to get information, whatever. It wasn't like you see on TV or I've seen some things people are provoking.
Right.
But there's no provoking going on here. But you know, I wanted to know also about the gentlemen's quarters. I wanted to ask you, there's an area down here called the gentlemen's quarters. It's downstairs where I'm at. Well, it's downstairs where the other rooms are at, too. What was that all about? Could you tell us a little bit about the history of that, Sal?
Well, the gentlemen's quarters, back in the days, women weren't allowed in the bar. You know, respectable women weren't allowed. And that was for an area for the gentlemen to go in and smoke their cigars, play their cards and dice or whatever they wanted to do. And the brothel was right upstairs. All they had to do was walk upstairs to the brothel and, take care of business up there, you know, whatever they wanted to do. And that's mainly what that was for. You know, Mr. Stanley wound up putting a bowling alley back there, one-lane bowling alley. And that's just where the men stood, you know, matter of fact, you know, when you walk towards the back and you go through the two white curtains.
Right.
There used to be a bodyguard used to stand there and make sure that only, because there was a lot of different, this is a mill town. There was a lot of brothels in the town at that time. And this was more for, I would say, the higher class. So there was only certain people were allowed back there. You know,
right.
And that's when Mr. Shanley made sure he took care of his girls. And,
respected them. Respected them, the girl.
Right. He respected them. You know, like I say, that, you know, they were making a living. You know, and he was very close with his girls.
And, you know, I was asking you a question about this town because it just fascinates me about now. And there's a lot of, it's just kind of sad. There's a lot of things that are, I'm not going to get political about it, but until things change. But you were talking about how Mr. Shanley, when he came out in good old, you know, I'm Irish, the good old Irish, they like to drink, but the brothers came out, or he was the last one, but they started, they were in the hotel business themselves before they came here. They were in Manhattan on 42nd Street, is that correct?
Yes. And they had a small hotel there. Back in that time, 42nd Street was a slum area. They had opened up a hotel there. They bought the area back up. And a lot of new businesses started moving in there. As a matter of fact, they did so good, they built a hotel across the street from the hotel that they had and moved into that one. And when they built that, I think it was either 7 or 11 stories. And the whole top floor was the gentleman's quarters. The dining room had gigantic chandeliers, crystal chandeliers. It sat 2,000 people. And matter of fact, there's a joke in the family that one night they had a fire there. A fire broke out in the hotel somewhere, and I guess in the kitchen or something. And the Shanley brothers made the band play "It's a Hot Time in Town Tonight" as they escorted people out of the hotel. You know, and it's pretty cool. They were a good bunch of guys. You know, they were Irish. You know, they were fun guys. They went into drinking and gambling and very happy-go-lucky people. You know, and it's a shame that when the stock market crashed, they went belly up. You know, but a lot of people did back then.
It sounds like a pretty intense thing. I mean, with smart, I'm Irish, so I can identify with those smart Irish. but you know, I was looking at some, when you walk into this place, you guys, it is so, you just don't, I mean, you walk in, I don't know how to explain it. Sal, how can you explain it? You walk in, it's like it feels, you can't tell so much from the outside. You walk in and it's just so... I think it's such a warm feeling, and it's so cool. The what you've done, the just the whole time period and the decor and everything is just, it's really authentic.
Yes, and when you walk through the door, the spirits welcome you, and everybody tells me that they feel completely different. It's just like they're at home, you know. And I have a lot of teams and people that come back time after time, and when they call me, they tell me I either have a Shanley withdrawal or I'm coming home. You know, and they come
back.
Well,
this is the thing that's so great about the Shanley, and I was noticing you had, and this, I don't know if this is the first time, but I thought, you know, how cool, and I read a great review on it, but 16, you know, of Sweet 16, everybody hears about, you know, people want to do these cool parties. You had a Sweet 16 party over here, right, recently?
Yes, I think it was last month or so, a month and a half ago. I had a young gentleman call me and booked it for his daughter, Sweet 16. The girls had a blast. They got a lot of activity. And it was the first time they ever done anything like this before. And he wrote a great review on TripAdvisory for me, you know, the experience that they had, you know. And it just goes on and on, you know. It's Sweet 16 parties. I just had a call recently again for another, somebody else wants to do a Sweet 16.
I think that is such a great thing. You wouldn't think, and good for the father, but so did they do a whole investigation, or what? Was it just for them to spend the night and kind of get, you know, kind of cool? Did they go?
Right, you know, and matter of fact, that night, I have investigators that take them out, you know, and they showed them how to use equipment and stuff like that to do EVP session with them.
What a cool thing. I mean, what a memorable thing, that, because usually, you know, the Sweet 16, you hear about them, they're just not like that. I think that's a really cool, I mean, if I had, my daughter was 16, I think I would think about doing that, because the hotel's so... I mean, it's so, the rooms, everybody, all of them are just different, and it's just so, I just love it. I just can't explain anything more about it. But we're going to be doing I want to talk about a little bit more after, we'll probably do a break pretty soon, but a little bit more about the third floor. But before we do, tomorrow night is Halloween. So we're going to do a big celebration for the, you know, the owners. So, the Shanley and Al Hazen. Did I say it right? Al Hazen? Is that right?
Al Hazen, right. James Shanley, Al Hazen.
Yeah, so because
both owners.
We're going to have a big old party for them, because why not? It should be pretty active. We got this whole weekend is sold out. It's very sold out from what I understand. But so we're going to be doing a big party tomorrow night, and I just am so looking forward to that, because this is the first year I've been here at a Halloween, and to have those two energies of those owners, and also the following night, Saturday night, we're doing, I know there's a name for it, I didn't find out yet, but we are dressing up in 1920s, 1920s, even though this hotel spans a lot of time frame, which is really cool, but it's not like a masquerade party. It's almost like Mary was explaining it to me. If anybody does, Mary's very involved with the Shammy. We've had her on as a guest before, but she was saying it's almost like if you dress in this time period, it would, if you know, anybody can entertain this. I'm not saying I believe in everything, but all I know is what I know. But if you dress, you know how those movies, it will all of a sudden take you into that same time, and you open your eyes and we're in the 1920s, so who knows?
Sparrow and Mark Sparrow are great people, and yeah. I'm glad that I got a great team this time, you know, with Para Co-op and PsychicAccess.com. Together is great, you know, and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, PsychicAccess.com is very important. Now we're going to get everybody out. In fact, I feel Steve and Stephen will be joining us, I believe, tomorrow night on the, well, they'll be on Skype putting out their energies and feeling things. I'm talking about the other host. I don't know if Sal, you know, we have four hosts on here. And Marie can't join us, but Steve and Stephen will be, and Steve's a medium, and Stephen is quite, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a great word. Vivacious, energy is real vivacious. And Steve's a medium, so that should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, you have certain rooms upstairs for your guests, right? Could you tell us the name of the rooms and why you got to the names? I'm just so everybody can hear the certain names. I think they're kind of cool. On the second floor.
The rooms?
The rooms on the second floor.
The rooms?
You name them.
The second floor, you have the blue room, which was Eleanor Roosevelt. She used to stay there. You have John Powers' room. He was the one that was arrested during Prohibition with Jane Shanley. Then you have the Rose Room, who she was a young lady that used to travel the world. She was very wealthy, and she used to love to come to the Shanley to write her memoirs and stuff. So we had that. Then we have the Silent Room, which during the early 1900s, when people got sick in the hotel, they used that as a hospital room. And when Al Hazen had owned it, he wasn't allowed to. He had some drinks. His wife didn't allow him home. He had to come home sober. So he would sleep off in that room. And a lot, you know, everybody would say, Al's sleeping, you know. So we named it the Silent Room. Then we have Marguerite's room, which was, she was a niece of the Shanley, the James Shanley. And she had a gentleman that used to follow her all the time, you know, was really obsessed with her. And things happen in that room, you know, it's something else, you know. Sometimes people feel spirits crawling into bed with them, beds vibrating, all kinds of things, you know. You never know what's going to happen in that room, you know.
Sounds pretty cool. Well, we're going to take a short break from our sponsor, PsychicAccess.com, but we'll be right back with Sal, and we're talking live on site at the Shanley Hotel.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at PsychicAccess.com.
Okay, and we're back, and with the Shanley Hotel, we are already getting the spirits because I'm in my cool room upstairs. But you know what? Stephen has a really great, Stephen, go for it. I'd love to hear more about that myself.
Sure. I wanted to ask specifically, I know that you guys did an Irish wake, perhaps to appease some of the spirits. And, you know, I'm curious to understand how that Irish wake affected the spirit activity, whether it diminished it or increased it, etc. I'm curious to know what happened.
No, they were very active that night. They were very pleasant, and they were happy that we were honoring them, because a lot of the spirits really weren't honored. You know, some of them died different deaths, you know, and we had a great communication that night with the spirits. They were very happy in what we did and honored, you know, and they let us know that.
Well, now these spirits are, I mean, do we know how many they are? I know you talked about a certain personages, Young Rose, for example, but if I'm correct about the history of the Shanley, there was also a criminal element there. Would you say that some of perhaps mobsters or prohibition era criminals, maybe lower level capos and thugs, etc., do you think perhaps maybe?
No, well, we have Joe on the third floor, who was a hitman back in his days. He was part of the mob, you know. He was a private contractor. You know, he did his own thing. You know, he's not an evil spirit. He's a grumpy spirit. He mellowed out a lot. It just goes on. You know, there's different levels, different eras of spirits. You know, we have Jonathan, the little boy on the third floor. He makes himself known all the time. Either the ball to that he has up in his room will start rolling around, or the toys start making noise and stuff. We had court. I had a gentleman here that worked for the Daily News. His name was Steve. And he had caught the cat. I had a cat for 13 years that died. And it was maybe a little longer than that. And I was telling him about the cat, and he had his camera set up, and he called me a week and a half later. And he told me, "You'll never believe what I have." And Steve was a diehard skeptic. And he says, "I'm sending it over to you now." And he's at the Shanley Hotel Ghost Cat, you know, and people can see that on YouTube. You know, just punch in Shanley Hotel Ghost Cat, you know, and it'll come up. Matter of fact,
we have that on the home page, everybody. I think that's one of the videos that are on the show page about the cat.
Right. You know, so there's a lot of different things, a lot of different spirits. You know, I just put out the other night on Facebook, you know, one of the first pictures that we got, and that was with a young lady that was here from Gettysburg, and she was downstairs, and I have books downstairs because we do a lot of research on everything, you know, and on all the people, the spirits and stuff that went on in the hotel over time. And she was there, and she was just glancing through the book. And her husband was walking behind, and he snapped the picture. And we got a picture of her and Caroline. And this young lady from Gettysburg is looking down at the book. Caroline is looking to her right. You can see her. You can see her whole face. You can see her nose, her eyebrows, her lips, her jet black hair. And, you know, we got some pictures that'll really blow you away, you know. And it's... This is the hotel. No, I don't investigate anymore. I did in the beginning, and I don't because I know what's here. And
some fascinating photos, I've noticed. And I remember when I was here last year, we were looking at these absolutely great photos of people. I don't know what the time frame was. But it seems like there was a lot. You know, Stephen was talking about the mobsters or people like that. Because the prohibition brought a lot of that, but it seems like there were a lot of people that were just kind of fused well together, whether they were Italian, Irish. You know, you had to.
There were so many different eras. You know, you had the time when mobsters were big. You know, back in the 30s and 40s. You know, in the 20s rather, 20s and 30s. You know, and mob activity was very big upstate New York. They controlled a lot of everything that went on up here, you know. And they were the Irish mob was part of the Shanley Hotel, you know, and a lot of different things happened, you know. You know, I talk to local people, and this is my biggest complaint. I talk to local people, and they tell me there's things I can tell you, but I can't say. You know, and that drives me crazy, you know. And I still have people, when you sit out on the porch, when they come to the hotel, they cross the street, or they walk out in the street and pass the hotel, and then walk back on the sidewalk after they pass the hotel. You know, people know a lot of things about the hotel, and a lot of people don't say anything. Just like when I bought it, nobody told me anything about the hotel.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. I didn't know that, which I think absolutely fascinating. So it's like it was calling after you, though, think about it, because things are going really...
It's calling out, buy me, and that's what I did. You know?
And it has been a lot of work, hasn't it, restoring this?
Yes. You know, when I bought the place, it was a complete shamble. It closed down in 1991. I bought it in 2005. Within that time period, there was one or two different owners, and one owner, whatever he can rip out of it, he ripped out of it and sold. And so when I bought it, it was a complete mess. And we had to jack up the building from the inside. One side we jacked up 6 inches, the other side 4 inches, but the whole building had to be jacked up, and it's a 3-story building.
Wow.
You know, so they've done a lot of work, all new electric and everything else, and we're still working on it. And I make great people, you know, like Mary, you know, Gaspar, and Mark, and
Mary's in the chat room, by the way. She's in the chat room.
Just great, great people, you know, and it's really good, you know.
Well,
all the people that I have met, you know, that walk through these doors are fantastic, you know. Like any other business, you know, you have that 0.5% which never walked through your door, you know, that are coming very negative and stuff like that, you know. But it's really great, you know, and...
It's really great when you said something to us earlier outside, which I thought was so lovely. You said it earlier, but you said, like, everybody comes in the door. Even though, you know, you said, this is, you go with the Shanley. You're all part of the family.
Yes. We welcome everybody. Once you walk in the door, we consider you part of the Shanley family. You know, just kick off your shoes, have a good time, relax. And that's what it's all about, you know. Don't pressure yourself that you're going to see something, and they'll show themselves to you. You know, they'll make themselves known. You know, they'll touch you. They'll poke you in the back. They'll pull your hair. You know, I mean, when I say pull your hair, I mean, you can feel your hair moving. You know, they just give you a light tug, you know. You're in bed, they might shake the bed, you know, and if you're nervous, they're going to play with your head.
Yeah.
You know?
But nobody's been ever, I mean, when I was here, I had the best, I have a hard time sleeping. And when I was here last year, I had the best snore, the best snoring of my life. No, I had the best rest of my life. I mean, I had the best rest that I had in months.
Yes, a lot of people tell me that the best night's sleep they got, you know.
Yeah.
The spirits will leave you alone. Once you get to bed, they'll leave you alone. You know, it's very rare that they might, you know, like I say, if you're nervous and stuff like that, they'll play with your head. They might yank the covers off you or shake the bed a little, you know, just to, you know, get you there. But
heartless. It just kind of fun. It's almost like kind of tender things.
Yes. I call them the good old boys and girls, you know, and nothing ever bad ever happens in a hotel. They're all friendly spirits. There's nothing evil in the hotel, you know, and if something goes wrong in a hotel, they let me know. My left ear starts ringing real loud, and I know there's something's wrong in a hotel, and then I'll start checking it out. And that's when we usually find somebody playing with a Ouija board, which we don't allow in the hotel, you know, or doing something that they shouldn't be doing, like provoking, you know. So we coexist with each other, you know. They take care of me, and I take care of them, you know. So we watch out for each other.
So, Sal, how does the community feel about what's going on over here? And you, I mean, you're very, I know you're very active in the community. Is everybody in this town, like, whether they believe it or not believe, are you really well?
I have people that come and, you know, they'll tell me, then they'll start telling me experiences that they had in the hotel when the bar was open, you know, and things that they've seen. You know, I had the school bus driver before I opened used to tell me that when she used to pick up the kids across the street with the bus, she would always see an old lady looking out the window. Teresa, my better half, had taken, you know, we tell everybody, go outside, take pictures of the outside of the building and everything else. You never know what you're going to get. Teresa had caught a picture of a little boy looking out of the third floor window, which is my storage room, and that has a padlock on it. You know, and it's all different things. You never know what you're going to get. You know, but they'll give you something, you know. This, and another big thing is batteries. You know, you come into the hotel, the batteries drain fast on your cell phones, your cameras, your equipment, you know, and they're amazing. You know, they draw that energy up, that stuff, you know, and you never know what you're going to get in the hotel.
But you're certainly not going to get mud.
A lot of times the cameras are shut off, automatically shut off, and you have problems turning them back on again. Because they don't want to give no pictures or something, you know?
You know, you were talking to me about back in the day when you just go over, before all this high-tech equipment and everything else, you know, was around, that you would just get, people would go upstairs with a little, what do you call it, low recorder?
That's it. When we first started investigating, we didn't have the spirit box and we didn't have the obelisk and all that stuff. And we just went in and you would go into a room and you just shut the door and you're sitting there and you ask questions and try to talk to the spirits and see if you get something, you know. And then you go on to the next room and so on and so forth, you know. Today it's a lot easier with the spirit box, and which is considered really white noise. You know, and you get a quick response. You know, same thing with flashlights. A lot of people don't believe, you know, about the flashlights. You know, they say it's the
since you don't do investigations anymore. I know, because you know you're doing your own thing. Do you get blown away when Sal? One thing like I love about you, like when I've spoken to you before, even last year, you would always say, you know, this is a story I heard, but I don't know, I can't back it up for fact, because you'd always say you love doing research on the hotel or the people that came through, but. So you're pretty much the radicate like I am. I'm pretty open to things. So when people would say, my God, because you don't go on investigations, are you blown away sometimes about what you've heard, about what people found or you hear? Or
No.
Nothing surprises you.
Like I tell people, you know, when they come in the hotel, if they can debunk something, debunk it. You know, I have no problem with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with investigating this. Like I said, the spirits are all friendly spirits. There's nothing in here that's going to hurt you. You know, so they will communicate with you. You know, one way or another, they will. You know, so I wouldn't worry about that. You know, I haven't never had anybody leave the hotel that had a problem or anything. You know, and a lot of people feel that spirits follow you. They don't follow you. They're happy here and they stay here, you know, and I bring, you know, I had one person tell me once that I hold spirits here because to make money off them. No, you tell me how you can hold a spirit in this in one place. You know, they have free will. They come and go. You know, when, like I had told you earlier, I had a near-death experience back in 94, you know, and I know what's on the other side. So, and there is life after death, you know, and I had...
Are you going to be hanging out here, Sal? Do you think?
No.
Do you think you're going to be hanging out here after, I always tell people have a nice afterlife. I see it in a nice way. But did you see yourself?
I don't know. I might be wandering the hotel. You know, who knows? You know, it's, you know,
it's, that should be lovely.
You never know. You know.
Well, you know, I see that you're going to be here a long time. I mean, you're probably going to be the owner to the end. I mean, come on. Doesn't it seem that way to you? Because there's always something. Isn't it always something kind of a, you'll never get bored here.
No, that's one thing. You never get bored. No.
And you meet all these great people. Some maybe not so great and they can go away. But I mean, but also you meet, and it's like it is a family feeling, which is we've lost in our world so much. But also some of the people that have gone onto the other side it's they're part of the family too.
Yes, yes. No, I had two women, both of them died of cancer. But before they died, they came back to me and they told me, you know, Sal, I'm not afraid of dying anymore because I know there's life after death, or the experiences that they got in the hotel, you know, and that made me feel good. And I think that was my near-death experience. I think that was my sole purpose, you know, to do this, what I'm doing now, you know, and it took me many years until I got to this spot, you know. And I got great people, you know, like I say, you know, with Power Co-op, who married Gasparo and Mark with Cheryl, and now with Psychic Assets.com with Doug and you, you know, it's really great, you know. I'm really honored by all of you, you know, and Mary always does a fantastic job in all her events that she does when she comes here. She always packs house, so...
Well, Mary, I do want to bring up one point, everybody. Mary, on I think it's Saturday night, she's going to be the madame, the madame for, well, whatever. She's okay that I mentioned it, and take it for what it's worth. She's the head madame for all the people that were, I'm not dressing up like anything.
She's fantastic.
You know, I'd like to say, on YouTube, there's some fantastic, anybody listening, go to YouTube and put in the Shanley Hotel. You will find, and Sal, you're in a lot of these too, these you know, there's these YouTube videos, but there's so much great, really well-made, actually, videos of the history and things and people investigating. And it was blowing me away. I was looking at a lot of, I didn't realize how much.
Yes, Maureen, if they go to my webpage, ShanleyHotel.com, scroll down, it'll be my picture, and they'll see where it says Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just hit the button YouTube, and everything comes up on there.
That's easy enough. Yeah, and we do things on the listing on the guest page also, which has the link to your site, ShanleyHotel.com. That is an easier way of looking at it. Everybody can remember that. Also, I do want to bring up that for Saturday, for every night, we're going to be doing, everybody can watch this live. So that means they can watch me in action. Mary, all the other people, this place is going to be booked. And watching investigations, it's really entertaining. I know last year when I was here, Doug watched, he was lovely. He watched everything. I was here. But you can see that, I didn't put the link up, but you can see it live. You can watch it at www.livestream.com, ITC Lounge, I believe. Yeah.
Right,
ITC
or they
Lounge.
Can just go to my webpage and they can get the link right off there. Mary and Mark do a fantastic job with that, you know.
So that link, so if you go to Shanley, .com, you can find that link and click on, you can watch, see where you can go to watch it live, what's going on over here. What are we up to? We're going to have a lot of fun. So are you going to be dressing up into the 20s gangsta?
I always did. That's my theme, gangs. I'm from Brooklyn.
So you are going to be dressed up, sir. So I can't wait. Yeah. That's going to be so much fun. I can't wait for the weekend. So
we're going to have a blast. We're going to have a blast. We always
do. We're going to have a blast. And all I know is I hope it snows. I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
No, don't say that. I don't want no snow.
I'm in California. This is the first time I'm doing a live show where I'm on site, and it's just nobody's here yet. It's kind of cool, everybody. It's really neat. I'm going to take a lot of pictures, and anybody that knows me on Facebook, I'll be posting them. So I'm really looking forward to it. So I really, really appreciate you taking the time out, Sal, to be, you know, looking at my face all day long too before anybody else shows up. You've been lovely. And talking to you.
It's an honor to be on your show.
It's been really nice.
And that's from the heart.
And you know what? I'm really, really thank you for embracing this place many, many years ago, because you really have made a difference to, I'm sure, a lot of people. And like I said, whether, you know, this is stuff, it's the only second time or so I've been on. It's just, it is a family feeling. It's lovely. It's really cool. It's really nice. So I will say my goodbyes to you, Sal, and you can go about doing what you do, and I will see you probably as you're doing it, because I'm here with you.
Yes.
So, everybody, this is Sal, and thank you. And everybody, hopefully, you know, go to the website. He's also, guest page is on there, and you can click on, like you said, all the links to the ITC Lounge. You can watch it live. I think it goes 24 hours, they're going to be running it, I'm pretty sure. So, it's kind of neat. It's very entertaining. And so, there you have it. So, thank you, Sal, so much.
Anytime. I thank you very much. Like I said, I'm honored to be on the show.
Well, thank you. And I will see you pretty soon downstairs, I'm sure.
Yes, I'll be down.
Okay. Well, thanks,
Sal.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so very much, Maureen. Also, a big thanks to Sal Nicosia and all of the spirits at the Shanley Hotel. You can find out more about the Shanley Hotel at shanleyhotel.com. It bears spelling that. It's S-H-A-N as in Nancy, L-E-Y, hotel.com. Definitely go check them out. I would like to take a moment to make a few announcements right now. Be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get you a free on-air reading with our gifted psychics. We still have a whole hour left, so do not go anywhere. We're going to announce the call-in number later. Be sure to have your pen and paper handy. If you couldn't catch last week's show, you'll find the recorded archive link, as well as archives of all previous shows on psychicaccesstalkradio.com. under the Archives tab. Please feel free to circulate the archive links and future show details to your friends and family. It's our objective to connect with as many of you as possible, so share that link. Also, be sure to visit psychicbloggers.com to learn about everything from the paranormal to reincarnation to the how-tos of psychic development. It's all there at psychicbloggers.com. If you need a reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com, where you'll find the best verified and accuracy-tested psychics, each with their own unique gifts. And if you've never registered at the site before, you get a free 6-minute reading with the psychic of your choice. It's an honor working with Doug and the Psychic Access team because of the high and stringent expectations required of each psychic. We definitely just do not accept every Tom, Dick, and Harry. We vet them very closely. Tom, Dick, and Harriet. All of the co-hosts here on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com work at Psychic Access. And if you'd like a personal reading from any one of us, be sure to visit us at PsychicAccess.com. We would love to hear from you. Incidentally, site owners, webmasters, you can earn 50 cents per minute for every reading that is referred to PsychicAccess.com. For more details, visit PsychicAccess.com/webmasters. If you like our show, invite your friends to join us in our chat room and listen to the Psychic Viewpoint. There's something for everyone, so please spread the word. We very much appreciate it. Back to you, Maureen.
Oh, I just love that. I feel I should be in, you know, again, an anchor on the news.
You should.
No, you need to be saying back to you right next to me.
No, it's a red carpet treatment for you, Maureen.
No, it's just so professional. No, I really like it. And back to you, Steve.
Wait, now I'm confused. Are you backing it to me? I see.
We're playing pink, but I'm backing it. So, you guys, I want to, Maria, I want to ask something. I didn't know that you were from the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, I used to talk like this. You never heard me talk like this?
No.
So, I'm from New York, and yeah, I'm jealous that you're there. How did you get hooked up with this, with Sal in this hotel?
Mary, who's in the chat room, Mary invited me to come up last year, and I went for it. I was really happy, so I came back down. And I went and saw my daughter in the city. You know, just, you know, she's in Columbia.
Right.
But so it's been I've been gone for a long time. So we're here, and Sal's been really gracious. We were here because I was going to do the show here live on site. I thought that was really cool. And it's like, you know what they're doing Saturday Night Live? And live from New York.
Yeah.
And the hotel. So, you know, that was going to be cool. And Psychic Access is sponsoring a night. And thank you, PsychicAccess.com. Really lovely. Anyway, so that's how it was for Mary. And I had to come back this year. And this is going to be better because it's actually the Halloween. Last year, it was a week before. So the parties that we're having, it's cool. And investigations, it's really nice. And you know, I'm open to everything. Like I said, I'm just open to everything. But it's such a, I'll take pictures. You guys have got to check out the wall. There'll be lots of pictures, but you can see it live if you go to his website, Shanley, hotel.com. Anyway, click on the thing. It, for 24 hours, I think it runs. You can watch us weird walking around, investigating. It's kind of cool. But I didn't know you talked like that.
Yeah, I did. Their website, by the way, the Shanley Hotel website, is fabulous. I'm looking at it right now.
It is. And you can see sold out. So it's everything. And that 16th birthday party, you guys, I thought, what a great, cool thing to do. You know? What more? And the father was really happy about that. That would be such a memorable experience for a kid to have their, I don't know, who needs a party? Like, you know, dress up on all pretty little frilly. Well, you can go and, you know, do this place that has ghostly, nice, and you know, feelings of people around that don't live in this physical world. But so, do you like this kind of stuff, Marie, the paranormal and stuff?
I like it more from a distance. It does freak me out a little bit.
Right.
And it takes a lot of... For me, anyway, when I've been around haunted places and talked to earthbounds, it takes a lot of energy because they're very human.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't, to me, they haven't left Earth. They have a lot of human issues times 100 because they're in the in-between zone. They haven't crossed over, and yet they're not here. So, and being sort of like a therapist at heart, mm-hmm. I want to take care of them.
Right.
See it so much as a paranormal as like a, it's a, you know, more non-physicals that I want to take care of, and it takes a lot of work to get through to them. So I guess I don't really see it as entertainment so much as lost souls, and there's a lot of sadness for me then when I'm around places like this. I find it, you know, it's hard. It's sort of like sometimes I can't be around people that have a lot of psychological issues, a bad marriage or something going on, because it's hard for me to ignore the energy around that. So a lot of, you know, when there's entities are hanging around a place on Earth, to me, they're normally not that happy. I have met some sort of happy ghosts that were sort of on a mission protecting a place, and that's been very cool. You know, that's kind of fun to meet because they're like, you know, I still own this place. It's still under my watch. And they're not so sad about it. They're more
content with it. Yeah. Well, you know, also I feel I have two ways of looking at this. And again, like I say, all I know is what I know. So I'm open to anything. But sometimes I feel a lot of things may not be them being earthbound, but maybe there's imprints, because we all leave imprints of our energies in walls or buildings, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
So I'm all for what you're saying. I get what you're saying, though, absolutely. But then sometimes I'm wondering if there's... if that can even make sense to people. If it doesn't, too bad, because I don't make sense to myself, but it works for me.
Well, I would think also that as an empath, that if you were around certain spirits that were having like angst about something, that certain places might really, really affect you, and you may not even be able to go there. So I'm thinking the Shanley Hotel non-physicals there must be in a fairly good place, or you may run from there screaming.
You know what? I almost felt like last year when I was here, I get a lot of stress, and I bring it on myself, whatever I go through, or a lot of grieving. I go through too much, or not too much, but you know, when I lost my dad, I just am still really intense. When I came here last year, I was very tired. Like I'm an insomniac, and I'm telling you, I almost felt like, and I don't usually talk like this. I'm not a woo-woo, but yeah. I'm sitting on the bed right now, you guys, where I'm sitting right here. And this room is just, it feels so, it makes me feel so at peace. And when I fell asleep the first night, not much going on, but the second night, I almost felt like somebody was holding me and just letting me sleep really well. It was really lovely. Now, I don't know if for real if that was going on, but I felt so taken care of, you know, like,
yeah,
it was really special. And all I know is I had one of the best sleeps I'd had in months.
Wow.
Nice. And I did. I felt something really, I don't know, it just made me feel... Maybe, you know, it's like taking a really good drug. But it wasn't. I didn't. And it just felt like somebody was really looking after me. Like, you know, when you're a little kid and you just need to feel safe and sound. Yeah. And I woke up feeling like I was really, and I don't know where it came from. If it's in my head, it doesn't matter. It was there. So anyway, well, thanks, Marie. I appreciate you bringing some stuff because you're right about some things when, and that does happen. And people provoke people. In this place, there's a lot of integrity of investigators in here. But, yeah. You know, you're right about that. I feel badly for people, too. And then some people, maybe part of their energy here, part of them are. I don't know because I don't have the answers to that. But, you know, maybe there's half Earth, if it can be. Maybe someone could be half Earthbound, half, the, or both two places at one time. You know, I don't know. They crossed over, but they can come over again and say hi. I don't know. But that's a nice thought.
Yeah.
So, Stephen.
Yes.
Hello, Stephen.
Howdy.
So, Stephen, tell me, you're going to be coming on. What's the deal? Let everybody know what's going on with you. You're coming on.
Yes, tomorrow night I'm going to be interviewed either by Sal or Mary or someone at the Shanley while they're taking a break from the actual investigations. And I'm going to sound off using my tools of analysis, which are astrology. It's, you know, the medium angle from this is very useful, but if something very rational like astrology is also quite helpful because, you know, sometimes the spirits aren't exactly entirely honest, and sometimes they don't know everything. A lot of times we invest the spirits with more power than they in fact actually have. You know, the spirits don't know everything. They're not entirely honest all the time. And so it helps to have an analytic method that can measure spiritual energies in a really straightforward and truthful way. And I'll tell you, the Shanley Hotel is very picturesque. It's a lovely place. You can go there. You can have a great time appreciating the spiritual energy there. But, you know, I would expect a place to have a history. You know, there is some perhaps not so family-oriented events that happened at the Shanley Hotel. You know, so that's something we got to keep in mind. And here it is, Halloween. You know, it's so fitting that we're doing this at the Shanley Hotel, which has a very Celtic atmosphere to it, given that the owner, Mr. Shanley, was Irish. Because Halloween is a very Celtic holiday. It's the holiday of Samhain. It's the New Year. For the Celts, it signals actually the dark half of the year, and the membrane between worlds is the thinnest. So this weekend, we should definitely be privy to a lot of spiritual activity, and you know what? Frankly, I'm very comforted by that, and I think a lot of us are comforted by the activity of spirits because, you know, it tells us, hey, well, at least there's something beyond the passing of the physical body. There's something for me. There's something for my loved ones. And I think people are very comforted by that, Maureen.
Yeah, I agree. And also with the candy.
That's great stuff, too.
No, but you're right about that. And like I said, it's such a, you know, we're colored by our environment. I say that often. And Sal is just lovely. Mary, you're out there. I know you can hear me. Mary, you're lovely. And it really is lovely. It's like we are having a really booked up. Last year it wasn't like this. There's going to be a lot of people here, booked, completely booked. Mary was saying, but I do feel that there's going to be some really great people here that just really they don't want to be tormenting people. You know, that it is a nice feeling, comforting to know. Especially if, you know, you reflect back to people that have gone on. And if the feeling is good and everybody feels really good and their intent is good. It's so wonderful. So, Steve, what time will you be on tomorrow? Do you know?
I think I'm going to be on closer to midnight, I do believe.
At Eastern time? Eastern time.
Right.
Everybody listen up to that.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I think it's going to be. And so, Steve, I know you, too.
Yes.
And when are you going to come and bring us forth your lovely self?
I will be joining you by Skype with video cam at 9:50 in the evening on Saturday.
Okay, so is that Eastern time? So you'll be before Stephen. Okay, so now Steve, because you're a medium rare. I admit, you know, you're a great medium. Absolutely, I have to say, yes, you are. And because of that, because I'm not, you know, that you, we'll be able to, well, I don't know, just we'll have a lot of fun, huh? What do you, I mean, you know, tell us. What do you think?
Well, my plan is to just go into meditation for an hour beforehand and tune into the property. I haven't actually read anything about it yet. I've heard the interview just a moment ago, and I will have a look at the website and read up. But my plan is to meditate, tune in, and see what I pick up on so that I can share my my feelings during the call.
Great. That'll be nice. It'll be nice to have you. I wish you guys were here with me. I mean,
Oh, I do. I wish we were all there with Doug. We could all have a nice brandy.
I know.
One day.
And hopefully it's going to be snowing, so it'll be really... No one wants to do it here, because I come from California. I don't want... You know, I want the snow. I just... I do. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mary, listening up too bad. It's supposed to have a little bit of snow, just saying. But, you know, I am really looking forward to, because, like, last year we didn't do the Halloween party and the 20s, and I got this cool outfit going on there, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, Steve, what do you feel about, you know, I like what Marie brought up. You know, we don't want to mess around with people upset. You know, there is a lot of controversy about that kind of thing. What do you think about, you know?
Well, I don't, you know, many people say don't disturb the dead, which would preclude mediumship.
Right.
And I actually now will sometimes say to a client, who do you want to connect with? Just give me the first name. And then when they say the name, I connect with that person, and we can channel a lot of information. And the reason I do that now is because I know that clients are paying for their time to be with me, and we generally only have an hour. And I don't believe that it's wrong to ask to speak to somebody you love.
Right.
And equally, why would I turn away somebody that I love? Therefore, why would spirit turn away somebody that they love? And I believe as well that we have the free will to ask, the free will to express ourselves, just as spirit have the free will not to connect if they don't want to. So I don't have a problem with it. I think that there's a great responsibility that goes with seance work and working with entities that are attached or haunting a property. But I believe if it's handled lovingly and it's handled responsibly, then it can be very helpful. It can bring a certain amount of peace to a troubled spirit. So I think it's all the way it's done, Maureen, whether we're doing all of our work with love and that light and truth of spirit. And equally that applies to, you know, checking out at the supermarket. Do we treat the cashier with that love and light? It's the same principle applies to everything, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. It's also about what the intent is. Always comes down to the intent of your intention.
Yes. Yeah, and if we're projecting love and seeking to be of service, then it can be very, very beneficial.
Yeah. You know, Marie, are you there? Hello.
I am, yes.
We're all just like right on top. So, Marie, have you ever... I don't think I've ever asked you about this, but have you ever had, I haven't, well, some other people's, but have you ever had anybody close to you that has, left, I don't like to say passed over or lost, because we don't lose, that have died, that was close to you, that ever you had connection with after the fact?
Yeah, it wasn't long term, but I had a boyfriend, and he got killed in a car accident, and he wasn't divorced yet. So I ended up not being able to go to the funeral or anything. But I had a visitation from him the day after he was killed in a car accident.
Wow.
And this was back in like the 70s when I wasn't really believing in this stuff yet.
Right.
And it was so non-dramatic and so real, it really blew me away. It was just like he was in the room and talking to me, and it completely helped me settle down about what had happened, and I guess gave me some kind of closure so I could get through it all in the next coming days. And it was really a powerful experience for me to help my little cynical New York practical brain really consider the fact that there is life after death in a very real way. So that was probably the most exquisite example that I've had. Some others I've had like in dreams, but this was sort of like a more of a waking dream state. I can't even explain it.
Visitation, like you said, a visitation.
Yeah, and it was really beautiful. I know, and it's so helpful. I'm so glad that Steve does the work that he does with connecting people with spirits, because it does help people to get a little bit of closure. And I think it helps the non-physical also to move on as well when they understand they can kind of complete a communication.
Right. That's so. I'm sorry to hear that happened. That sounds. That's really sad because you weren't able to, that's sad. I'm glad that.
Yeah, it was really great because, I couldn't be around any of the family. I did go to the funeral, but I sort of hid in the back and, couldn't really mourn because I was supposedly just knew him from work and the family, and, there was a split up going on, and his wife actually ended up marrying his best friend. It was just a very strange kind of switch off. So it was very helpful for me that I had that contact, because the human end was kind of political, so to speak.
Yeah, and you always remember that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's really
interesting.
It's really heartfelt, actually. Thank you. It's really sad. Stephen, did you want to?
Do I have a magical announcement? Absolutely. I've got a very important announcement. We've come to that time of the show where we will be taking your calls and questions. The call-in number for your free reading is 724-444-4851. Again, that number is 724-444-4851. Please be aware that each call will automatically be placed on hold and will be answered in the order received. So we ask that you relax and listen to the show while you wait. You'll still be able to hear the show while you're waiting. And once you get on the air, we kindly ask for you to be very clear and very direct with your question, asking about a specific thing. We can only take one question per person so that we can get to all the others who are waiting in the queue for a reading. So again, that number is 724-444-4851. Thank you very much, Maureen. Back to you.
Oh, heck. Okay. I can't hear. Is everybody else? Oh, well.
Yeah. You can't hear? We can hear you.
I couldn't hear you guys. That's okay.
We're all here.
Probably I'm just getting, I think the little spirits are coming and going, get out.
Well, I've actually got a call coming in from New York. So, that didn't really take long at all putting out that number. Hello, New York. How are you doing this evening?
Hello,
how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How may I help you this evening?
Well, I just started a temporary job. It's going to last about 2 months. And I work with a bunch of other people, and there are two guys who sit behind me that I discover are kind of, rude. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that I didn't create tension between myself and the two of them.
Okay. All right. Let's see here what we need to know the most about this situation. So essentially, you want to make sure that you have not soured any kind of friendship or working relationship with these two other temp workers, right? These two males.
Right.
Right. I don't think that you have done anything to sour relations with them. I think that what's happening is that these two guys are just naturally this way. And what you're experiencing is probably a bit of competition. You mentioned that this is a temp position. And so, in situations like that, there are always going to be coworkers who seek to denigrate you or put you down. In other words, to erode your confidence and things like that, so that it would reduce your effectiveness at the job and reduce you as a competitor for them. I feel very strongly that that's what we're dealing with here. And I also feel very strongly that if you just ignore these guys and you just concentrate on doing the best possible job you can, that their relations towards you, that your experience with them ought to change for the better.
Okay, so they're not pissed at me for any reason.
I don't sense them as being angry at you for any reason. They might, you know, they might posture that way. They might say that they're angry, but even if they say that, they're just looking for things to make up. So they're fabricating a grievance. You see what I mean? The best thing to do is to avoid these guys, focus on your job, and have no social dealings with them. You're not there to win a popularity contest. You're there to do a very good job. And it could be possible that you'll leave a very good taste in your employer's mouth. Who knows? Maybe the temp opportunity will translate into a permanent opportunity. So the issue here isn't these two clowns. You see what I'm saying? Forget about them. Ignore them completely. They don't factor into the situation at all. From what I'm seeing here, you've done absolutely nothing to ruffle their feathers. So if they complain that you have, then they're fabricating it. Okay?
Well, they it's not that they are complaining about anything. It's just that I'm sensing that they're creating something, and I'm sort of creating some tension back because, like, I'm get a little bit like, I don't know, my personality has been just like, well, you want to do it this way, I don't like it, let me do it my own way. And so I feel like they've sensed my aggression.
Well, there's a bit of projection going on here. You know, the act of projection is, what's happening is you're projecting what you think they feel onto them. And if you do that, it's going to seem like everything they do is reflected through that perception, this false perception. It, you know, from what I see here, literally it just doesn't even matter. It's a controversy you might have in the play yard at school. It's not important. Focus on doing your job and you won't have to worry about these two guys. I promise you that.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Best of luck to you. Thank you very much.
Okay,
we have a caller from North Carolina for Nona.
Hi, North Carolina. Are you there?
Hello, hello. I apologize. This is going to be New York, Nona.
Oh, one of my people. New York. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, good evening.
I love New Yorkers. What's your name?
Shante.
I'm sorry, say again.
This is Shante.
Shante, okay, great. What's your question?
I'm just curious about any children for me in the near future.
Children?
Yeah, like, do you see me having any children in the near future?
Well, you know, you actually feel like one of those people that will adopt, and as soon as you adopt, you will have a child after that of your own within a very short period of time. And that's such a strange phenomenon, but there's some karmic stuff that goes on with that, but there's also some physical things that go on with the body kind of relaxes and changes. So I've known so many people that this has happened to where they adopt and then they get pregnant after that. So I would say to you, look into adoption if you are open to that. I think that will be opening the pathway for you to do that. And there's something there about you having two children and very close together, and one not being a biological child. So I would pursue that avenue and see if that's meant to be. These things just kind of fall into place pretty easily. In other words, it shouldn't be a big struggle for you to go after this. So I would just do some reach out, do some investigation, and see if something comes and grabs you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. You can find Nona Marie at psychicaccess.com. Steve, you have a caller from North Carolina.
Thank you. Who's calling from North Carolina?
Hi.
Hi there. What's your name?
My name is Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. How can we help you?
I'm just calling because I feel like I'm going in the right direction, but I feel a little struggled at work. I've been doing this for a long time, mm-hmm. and I just want to make sure I've got my feet planted tightly where they're supposed to be, and I'm heading in the right direction with my career.
Let's see. I feel that you're on the right path. I feel your disillusionment or your confusion. In other words, as I tune into you and as I look at the cards and the chart, I feel that you're really at a point at which you have a vision for yourself, but you are unsure about this current position, whether it's the correct path to be on. I feel that it is. I don't feel that you will stay in that role with that organization in the longer term. I feel that it leads you to something else, and I feel that this something else is about 12 months away. So you're on the right path. I feel like you've got a very strong ability to read into situations, to gather a huge amount of information. You've got a real sharp mind. You're a good researcher, a good communicator, and somebody that is really able to teach themselves so many things. It's like you're your own teacher. And I feel that you can do extremely well, but I feel that honestly you need to relax for the next 12 months. I don't think that you'll look back at your career and say that 12-month period was the most perfect period of your career, because I feel as though you'll be in a little bit of a holding pattern, but it does unfold in about 12 months. And I feel, as I said, that at that time you change direction.
Okay.
And sorry.
Oh no, that's good. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, and you've got great journalistic ability and just good teaching skills and great with information and writing and researching. You understand what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You really need to play to your strengths with all of that. The other thing is, I feel that you need to be a little cautious of partnerships. You need to be very careful who you partner with or the organizations you partner with in the long term. But stay positive, stay excited, stay focused on your vision, your dream, because in 12 months you'll find it really does unfold quite rapidly for you and you'll do extremely well. Okay?
Okay, 12 months. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for that. You can find Steve at psychicaccess.com. Now we have a caller from New York for Maureen.
Thank you, Stephen. Hello, New York.
Hi.
Hi, may I have your name, please?
My name is Christy.
Christy?
Yes.
Hi, Christy. What can I help you with?
I just started a two-year fellowship. And I accepted the position thinking of it as a stepping stone towards going to graduate school for psychology.
Okay.
And the agency I'm with now, I wasn't sure whether or not I'd be staying with them for the full 2 years because it doesn't really, it's not a place that I'm passionate about, or I don't see the relevance to my long-term career goals. But I'm just wondering what you see happening in the 2 years, like, will I stay with the agency or will I move on to school?
Okay. Okay, I think I got what you're saying. So the agency, I get that. You said it was, or will you stay in the school? Because you have two options, it sounds like, is what you're saying, right?
Well, at the end of 2 years, it's either they can ask me to stay, or at the end of 2 years, like, I'm done with the fellowship, and I would like to go to graduate school.
So the ultimate thing is you want to know if you're going to head to graduate school in the way that you want, which would be the most ideal way for you. Isn't that what kind of...
Yeah.
Got it. I got it. I understand what you're saying. Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. This is what I'm getting. You've been working your butt off. There's no doubt about it. And you've been very patiently working hard at what you want. But what's happening is, I mean, you know, like in the days where the farmers would plant seeds, you know, and wait for their harvest to come show itself. You have yet to see that happening, and I really got to hand it to you for having so much patience, but it is getting old. So I feel like, you know, there's something about within the next 4 months, and I don't know if that makes any sense, that you would have a better understanding of what – does that make any – well, I'm going to ask you this. While you're doing this in within the next 4 months, is there anything that you could do or find out or the direction or where you're going to – the direction you're heading in the most ideal way for you, like you said, the best way that you want to go. Within the next 4 months, is there something that could come up that...
Well, I was thinking about asking my supervisor about... Because he's not even sure if he's going to be in his position for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I thought if he left after one, that would be a good opportunity for me to move to, like, the Office for Mental Health or Substance Abuse and Alcoholism or something like that, where it's more relevant to my interest in psychology.
Okay. So, because I do see a young man around here who looks like he works a lot. He's a worker, but I see another man. This is interesting. I see you. You know what's interesting? This is what I'm getting. I see you and another guy. I don't know if it's about the person you're talking about. I see you and another guy who works really hard. They're putting their all into it, really hard. And I do feel that there's going to be a change. And you know what? I don't see you getting acknowledged for your credit. You're not getting credit or acknowledged by some other gentleman who looks like he has a problem. It's a more of an authority over. He looks older. He looks like an older father figure. I'm not saying he's your father, but he's connected with this. And I feel that you're going to be able to make a decision. I see you working around a woman that is running something, who's more in charge. If that makes any sense, I'm just going to go for it. It's what I'm getting, but it's more like the female energy. I see you being able. It looks like you're almost like playing a juggling act. Almost like you're not quite clear. If there's a woman energy connected coming up, and I see this right after January also, by the way, and she's a female, that's the direction to go in. And I see there's a male also, but he's in a lower vibration. He's like a father figure looking, but lower vibration. And I feel that you know somebody else that for some reason you are connected, maybe, and you wanting to do the same thing, or kind of you're going the same direction. But I do feel that you are going to definitely, because things have really, there's almost like you've been really, your eyes are opening up to a whole new direction of what you want to go on.
Yeah.
And it's the really enlightening. It can be really harsh though, but I got to hand it to you. You are on the right track no matter what. And even asking this question, I feel you are. You're very mindful and aware about what you're, even though I don't know if I'm complicated for anybody else listening, but I am sure you're following me, because it's just, I do feel that as time goes on from here up into January, which is not too long, I just do feel that you're not getting acknowledged. You're not getting credit where it's deserved. Somebody else is getting it where it doesn't belong. So I do see a woman. I see an opportunity. So I see you going in the best direction that you're going to is going to be towards a female energy. Is that I'm just picking that up? Who's in charge of maybe a program of some sort or something that's going to be exactly what you are meant to do, meant to be in, I guess is the best way of me putting it.
Okay. Is that aligned with what I'm doing now or what I want to do, just for clarification?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I guess what I'm trying to say is when I see females or males, sometimes I'll say, oh, I'll stick around. There's a female person that's running. She's a, you know, the authority of, she's the one. I just feel really positive about the female energy. That's it. And she is one person I see. And I don't know right now, you're talking about some other guy maybe leaving or something.
Supervisor?
So if a female comes in, I see also that you can't juggle this around anymore. You really, I feel that you put so much work in. I feel that I'm just kind of like affirming. I know you kind of have an idea what direction you're going to take, no matter what.
Okay.
You know, I would listen to your inner voice, because you've been very patient. In fact, I myself am like, the way I'm feeling it is, my gosh, you've been overly patient with some things. And I do feel that listen to your inner voice, not what everybody else is, you know, the chatter or whatever, because you have changed. Things have changed in way you've rebuilt your morals and values. What you want to do is very important, but how you have been conditioned, not how you were conditioned by growing up or what you're supposed to do or expected to do. You're heading for some really great things, exactly where what you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to be. I see it happening. I hope I helped you, but...
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Okay. I get a better idea.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye.
Okay, thank you very much for that. You can find Maureen at psychicaccess.com. I do believe we have another caller coming through the transom here. Wait for it. It's coming into view. Ah, I have a caller from California, the great state of California. Hello, how may I help you in California?
Hey, this is Reggie.
Reggie, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Very
glad to hear that. How may I be of assistance?
So what do you see for me in the next couple months? Do you see any new things, any new people? Or?
All right, let's survey the next 6 months for you, Reggie. And then we're going to see what, you know, we're going to go from there, okay? When I do long forecasts like this, what I'm looking for right off the bat are either bright spots or low spots. Now, first of all, the next 6 months are going to have a lot of people in them, Reggie. In fact, I'm looking at three right now, and we'll get into that in a little bit. First of all, I would expect things to start changing considerably for you within the next 4 weeks. And furthermore, I expect it to be a change for the better. Okay? Now, I think it's going to be change that is inaugurated by another person. I'm picking up very strongly on a Pisces female. Now, this doesn't mean that she's actually going to be a Pisces, Reggie. Okay, what it means is that she's going to display the personality traits of a Pisces. And so what this means is that she's going to be creative, maybe a little bit depressive, and she's going to be very emotional. And I see her emotions sort of getting ratcheted up and ramped up about you. You see? So I think that's what, in fact, I'm quite sure that's what the big change is. And I see this happening or beginning to happen within about 4 weeks' time. Okay? Now, even the most sudden changes sometimes can be protracted processes. Okay? And even though it sounds great that you're going to meet someone and that she's going to be very emotional towards you, very affectionate, maybe even fall in love with you, I want to caution you, Reggie, that I see also within the six-month forecast that she's going to lose interest just as quickly as she got it.
Mm.
Okay. Now, knowing this in advance empowers you to prevent that from happening, okay, to a certain extent. What I think is going to occur here is that in month number four, let's see, we're at, let's just round it up to November, December, January, February. February to March, Reggie, of 2015, it looks like there's going to be perhaps a male interloper onto this. So it could be that you meet a girl who's on a rebound, you see, you're with her for a couple of months, and then her main relationship kicks into play. So that's something I want you to be cautious about. Now, nevertheless, okay, let's just sort of summarize things here. You've got a big roller coaster going on for the next 6 months, Reggie. You're going to be meeting someone new. She's going to go nuts about you, and she's quite likely going to lose her affection just as quickly as she got it. But then at the end of the six-month period, I see yet another female. This female is more attractive, more stable than the first one I mentioned. So that's what I mean when I say you're going to have quite a roller coaster over the next 6 months, Reggie.
Yeah, women are very changeable, aren't they?
Human beings in general are very changeable, and especially with relationships, Reggie. I got to tell you something. Yeah. Marriage and relationship, it does a funky little shapeshifter number. You know what I mean? It's like we become different people when we're connected to a second person. You know, it's like a third entity is created. So what I want you to take away from this reading, Reggie, is that you're going to meet this woman, and it's going to seem like all your romantic dreams have come true. She's going to promise to catch the moon in a bushel basket for you. She's going to make it seem as if you are the only man on the face of the earth. I would be very cautious at this point once that happens. I would put her on probation and make her, you know, test her out for about 3 months, because it looks to me as if the very next month she's going to change her tune and someone else is going to hop in there. And, you know, well, Reggie, I like you so very much. You're sweet. You know what I'm saying? We've all heard this before. You're sweet. But, you know, me and Dick, you know, we've had a relationship for 15 years now. And, you know, God knows that I just can't let it go down the drain. So, you know, be very cautious, Reggie. That's all I want to emphasize for you, my friend. OK.
Yeah, I find people very changeable. Yeah,
they are. If you keep that in mind, you should be OK. You should be okay. All right. Just keep that in mind and put this young lady on probation when it happens. Okay, and it's probably going to happen within about 4 to 8 weeks or so. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe her? How she looks?
Well, we've got two women here. The Pisces female would probably be younger, or the more sensitive, emotional female is going to be more younger than the female who is at the end of this chronology. Okay, she's going to be younger. I'm picking up that she's shorter in stature, and perhaps a little bit more on the plumper side. You know, she's got the puffiness of youth to her. But the Libra woman, and again, she might not even be a Libra, Reggie. I'm picking up on her personality traits. So this Libra woman at the end of the chronology, she's going to be more mature. She's going to have a healthier social network. She's going to be very attractive in terms of hair color. I'm not sure if it's blonde or brunette or what have you, but
interesting. You know, I met someone who might fit that description. Talked to her just briefly.
Well, you know, don't stop talking to her, Reggie. But just don't believe everything she says.
Yeah.
You know, keep her at arm's length, make her prove herself a little bit. And, you know, usually a dash of common sense is going to take you a long way. When you just meet sure, Hollywood movies, they have people who fall in love very quickly. But let's think about it. The typical Hollywood movie is only an hour and a half long. They don't have a lot of time. You know what I mean? You do. So that's what I got for you tonight, Reggie. I wish you all the best, my friend. Okay, really, really wish you the best.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve.
Thank you so very much, Reggie. Happy Halloween to you, my friend, and have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure thing. Bye-bye. Okay, that brings us to the end of yet another wonderful show. Big thanks to Doug C., who toils, and when I say toils, I mean toils, behind the scenes to keep us all on track. Big thanks to our executive producer. Thanks, Doug. Also, I would love to thank Maureen, Nona Marie, and Steve Frampton for being here tonight. Would love to thank Sal Nicosia and Mary G. and all the spirits at the Shanley Hotel. Nona, you've got a treat for us next week. Would you mind describing that for us?
Oh, I have a fabulous tarot reader who is also a practitioner, and I guess his belief system is Wiccan. And he was asked to be the head of a lot of organizations that had to do with both tarot and Wiccan practices. But he doesn't believe in any of that. He just does pure service. He doesn't charge for what he does. He teaches classes for free. He is actually just a rare find in this day and age, and he is a wealth of wisdom about tarot and an absolute devotee of tarot and knows all sorts of esoteric history about the cards, how they were formulated, the symbology in them. And we'll also talk about how to learn tarot also to people who listen. So he won't just be talking academically about tarot, but we'll also talk about how to begin to do self-study and use the cards to develop your own intuition. He is a wealth of knowledge and just a fabulous giving personality. I can't wait to talk to him.
I can't wait to meet him. He sounds like a very scholastic individual and yet also very knowledgeable about esoteric things. So that's going to be great, Nona. We can't wait to meet your guest next week. Happy Halloween to everyone listening, and thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. And we will see you next Thursday right here on The Psychic Viewpoint.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.
Never mind.